How many of you are here with us this evening for the first time?
Ko od vas je prisutnih danas prvi put sa nama?
Okay. I'd like to thank you very, very much for coming. You're very welcome. And we hope you enjoy our program. If you don't enjoy any of this, you'll enjoy the food after the program, so don't worry.
Dakle, želim se svima jako puno zahvaliti što ste došli. Jako ste dobro došli. Nadam se da vam se program dopada. Ukoliko niste našli ništa za sebe, nemojte gubiti entuzijazam. Na kraju će vam se dopasti hrana koju ćete dobiti.
This chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is known as the Maha Mantra in Sanskrit language. Mantra, you probably heard this word mantra before. Man means mind, and tra means to free the mind.
Dakle, ova pjesma Hare Krishna se na sanskritu zove mantrom. Vjerojatno ste već čuli riječ mantra, a ona je sastavljena, to je složenica. Prvi dio man se odnosi na um, a tra znači osloboditi.
Actually, the word has become so famous in the West nowadays that you hear it in business circles and you hear it in sports circles and everywhere practically the word mantra is used.
U suštini ta riječ mantra je toliko postala popularna na zapadu da se danas može čuti u poslovnim krugovima i među ljudima koji se bave sportom, svugdje se ta riječ koristi.
Even Bill Gates talks about mantras and working with his Microsoft Corporation.
Čak i Bill Gates govori o mantri i što se tiče poslova koje on obavlja sa Microsoftom, ne znam što.
He's computer illiterate.
On je nepismen za kompjuter.
But the actual meaning of mantra is spiritual, to free the mind from its entanglement in this material world.
Ali pravo značenje riječi mantra je spiritualno značenje i ona ima za cilj da oslobodi um od zapletenosti u ovaj materijalni svijet.
Our real identity, the self, is spiritual.
Naš pravi identitet ili osobnost je duhovna.
A famous Catholic archbishop once said, quite rightly, that we are not material beings looking for a spiritual experience, but rather we are spiritual beings having a material experience.
Mi nismo materijalna osobnost koja traga za duhovnim iskustvom, već duhovna osobnost koja kuša materijalne situacije, rekao jedan visoki katolički svećenik nedavno.
I'll introduce another word, paradigm or paradigma, some people say.
Sada ću vam predstaviti jednu novu riječ, paradigmu.
Everyone has heard of this idea? It's also famous nowadays, paradigm, paradigma. It means a kind of map of the territory.
Svi ste upoznali s tom riječju paradigma. Ona označava vrstu mape ili karte određene teritorije.
It means your perception of a thing. That is your paradigm of that thing.
I znači, vaša percepcija određene stvari predstavlja paradigmu te stvari.
There are many examples of people having different paradigms.
Postoje različite primjeri ljudi koji imaju različite vrste paradigme.
For example, in India, people have a paradigm of what it is like to live in the USA.
Na primjer, u Indiji ljudi imaju paradigmu što tiče toga što život u Americi predstavlja ili je.
They've never been there, but they think that in the USA nobody dies, nobody gets old, nobody gets diseased.
Nikad nisu bili tamo, ali misle da u Ujedinjenim Državama niko se ne razboljeva, niko ne umire, niko ne stari.
In fact, I think many people around the world have a wrong conception, or they want to go to the USA thinking that it is something which it actually is not.
Mislim da čak i u drugim dijelovima svijeta ima puno ljudi koji ima krivu koncepciju ili želi ići u Ameriku iako ne razumije da to ona u stvari nije ono što oni misle.
When I first went to India, I arrived in, or I went to Calcutta, and I met a boy there who said, Swamiji, I want to join your Hare Krishna movement.
Kad sam prvi put došao u Indiju, to je bilo u Kalkuti, susreo sam jednog dečka koji mi rekao, Swamiji, želim se priključiti vašem Hare Krishna pokretu.
So I said, why?
Ja sam pitao, zašto?
He said, well, mostly I see now you are all Americans, so I will be surrounded by Americans.
Rekao je, pa vidim, uglavnom ste vi, svi vi Amerikanci. Na taj način, koliko se priključim, bit ću okružen Amerikancima.
And when I die, I will think of America, and in my next birth, I'll be born in America.
I kad umrem, mislit ću na Ameriku, i sljedeće rođenje ću mi biti u Americi.
It actually happened.
To se dogodilo.
So, we also have a paradigm, all of us, of this material world.
Svi mi također imamo paradigmu koja se odnosi na ovaj materijalni svijet.
The fact is that everything in this material world is temporary.
Činjenica je da sve u ovom materijalnom svijetu je privremeno.
Natasya hi dhruvo mrityur dhruvam janmam mrityasya cha tasmada parihariye rite natvam sochitum arhasi. Everything that has a beginning has an end. Everything that is born dies.
Sve što ima početak ima i svoj kraj. Svako ko se rodi, umire.
So everything that we are working with, everything that we are dealing with in our lives has a beginning and an end.
Sve sa čime radimo u ovome svijetu, u ovome životu, ima početak i kraj.
To give you an example, there are many microbes that are born in the morning and they die in the evening.
Jedan primjer. Postoji puno mikroba koji se rađaju ujutro i umiru na večer.
There are house flies that are born, they go to school, they grow up, they get a job, they have a family, and then they die in 2 weeks.
Postoje mušice koje se rode, idu u školu, zaposle se, stvore obitelj i umru, sve u roku od 2 tjedna.
And there are trees in America, in California, called redwood trees, that live sometimes for thousands of years.
U Americi, u Kaliforniji, postoje drveće, čije ja ime ne znam na hrvatskom, i koje živi tisućama godina.
But for sure, everything has a beginning, has an end.
Ali ono što je definitivno je da sve ima svoj početak i kraj.
This is something like a dream.
Ovo je sve poput sna.
At night, when you go to sleep, your mind carries you into another body.
Na večer kad idemo spavati, um nas odvede u neko drugo tijelo.
This body is lying in bed.
To tijelo leži na krevetu.
But your mind carries you into a much better body.
Ali um vas odnosi u puno bolje tijelo.
For example, you, in this life, you have heard of Albert Einstein and you have seen Marilyn Monroe.
Na primjer, u ovom životu čuli ste za Einsteina i vidjeli ste Marilyn Monroe.
So in your dream of sleep you can have a body like Albert Einstein with the brains of Marilyn Monroe. I mean the other way around, I'm sorry. With the body of Marilyn Monroe and the brains of Albert Einstein.
I u vašim snovima možete imati tijelo Albert Einsteina i Marilyn Monroe. To jest obrnuto. Einsteina, tijelo Monroe.
Actually she was pretty. Materially speaking, she was pretty smart.
A u suštini, ovoga, iskreno govoreći, ona je bila dosta inteligentna. Također.
She committed suicide.
Izvršila samoubojstvo.
You have seen gold and you have seen a mountain. So in a dream you can see a golden mountain.
Vidjeli ste zlato, vidjeli planinu i u snu možemo vidjeti zlatnu planinu.
But when you wake up in the morning, you can't take out a map and go to that golden mountain.
Ali kad se probudite ujutro, ne možete pomoću karte naći tu planinu.
Would be nice if you could, but you can't.
Bilo bi lijepo kad biste mogli, ali nažalost to nije moguće.
In the dream you might have thought it was real.
U snu mi je to izgledalo kao stvarno.
But when you woke up in the morning you saw, oh, that was just temporary. That was not real.
Ali kad ste probudili ujutro shvatili ste to je bilo samo privremeno, to nije bilo istinski.
So this world is temporary.
Toga ovaj svijet je privremen.
You are Mr. Milan or you are Mrs. Tina or whoever now, but what will you be in 100 years from now? Where will you be?
Vi ste sada možda gospodin Milan ili gospođica Tina, ali što će biti sa vama za 100 godina? Gdje ćete tada biti?
I always love to talk to little children because they're a lot of fun.
Ja uvijek želim razgovarati sa malom djecom jer je to jako zabavno.
And I love to talk to 4 or 5 year olds.
I volim posebno razgovarati sa 4 ili 5 godišnjacima.
Because I always ask them, where were you 6 years ago?
Jer ih uvijek pitam, gdje si bio prije 6 godina?
And they get all bewildered. It's really funny. If you have a 5-year-old or a 6-year-old, go home tonight or tomorrow morning, ask them, where were you 7 years ago anyway?
To je stvarno jako zabavno. Ako imate nekog poznanika koji ima 5 ili 6 godina, kad večeras idete kući, pitajte ih, gdje ste bili prije 6 ili 7 godina?
Some of them who are smart may say, well, I was in my mommy's tummy.
Oni koji su malo inteligentni, oni će reći, bio sam u maminom stomaku.
But most of them will get bewildered.
Ali većina njih će se jako zbuniti.
Because the fact is that this existence is temporary and it's almost like a dream.
Jer činjenica je da je ova egzistencija postojanje privremeno i da je skoro poput sna.
So if we want to be happy, we have to change our paradigm of reality.
Stoga, ukoliko želimo biti sretni, moramo promijeniti svoju paradigmu realnosti.
Nasato vidite bhavo, nabhavo vidite sataha. That which continues to exist is real. And that which does not continue is not real. That is the version of Bhagavad Gita.
Verzija Gita je da ono što nastavlja postojati je istinsko, a ono što prestaje postojati nije istinsko.
Now let's look at our own existence.
Pogledajmo sada naše vlastito postojanje.
We have this material body.
Imamo ovo materijalno tijelo.
And we have gone through different stages in our lives.
I u našim životima smo prošli kroz različite stupnjeve.
How many of you are 70 years old or older? Ladies, don't have to put your hands up.
Koliko među publikom ima 70 godina ili više? Gospodje se ne moraju javiti.
How many of you are in my bracket?
Koliko od vas su u mojoj granici?
50 and over.
50 i iznad.
Anybody 50?
Dali
okay,
neko 50.
Good, welcome. I'll see you after the...
Dobrodošli. Vidimo se nakon.
We'll commiserate together.
Zajedno ćemo jadikovati.
How many of you are 30 years or over?
Koliko od vas ima 30 i više?
Yeah, okay, there's more. Okay, how many are 20 or over? Okay, good. How many are in your terrible teens?
Koliko među vama su užasnim tinejdžerskim godinama?
Okay, cool. Chill out. I keep up with the language just so I feel good, you know.
Nastavljam sa svojim slengom čisto bi se dobro osjećao.
I was speaking to a class of high school students a few years ago, and I said, and I quoted one of our devotees, George Harrison. And I said, George Harrison, you know who George Harrison is, don't you? And everybody looked around. Who's George Harrison? Then I really felt old.
Prije nekog vremena govorio sam pred skupom srednjoškolaca i onda sam spomenuo primjer jednog našeg bakte, George Harrisona, i rekao sam, čuli ste George Harrisona, zar ne? Mislim, oni su se pitali koji sad taj, tako da sam se ja osjetio stvarno starim.
So, actually, according to the Bhagavad Gita, the body is changing. Dehi, the body is known as deha. So, the Bhagavad Gita says, dehino smin yatha deve komaram yovanam jara. The body is going through different stages, from boyhood to youth to middle age to old age. Every 8 years the body changes.
Dakle, Gita objašnjava da tijelo prolazi kroz različite stupnjeve razvoja, od dječaštva, mladosti, zrelog doba i starosti. Zapravo svakih 8 godina tijelo se mijenja.
All of us once had a baby body.
Svi smo mi jednom imali tijelo bebe.
But that body is gone now.
Ali to je tijelo, nema ga više.
We also had a child's body.
Također smo imali tijelo djeteta.
That body is gone, you can't get it back.
I to je tijelo nestalo, više ga ne možete vratiti natrag.
And some of us have had a youth body, a middle-aged body, and now an old-aged body. Every 8 years, all the cells in the body die and are replaced by new cells.
Dakle, svi smo mi prošli...
Not bhakti vriksha. This is a different kind of cell.
Svi smo prošli kroz različite vrste životnih razdoblja. Zapravo svake 8. godine sve jedinice tjelesne se u potpunosti mijenjaju. Stanice.
You understand? Everybody understand?
Da li ste svi shvatili?
This is not from the Bhagavad Gita, this is a medical fact.
To nije dakle iz Gita, to je medicinska činjenica da sve stanice tijela se svake 8. godine u potpunosti promijene.
Any doctors in the house?
Da li ima doktora ovdje?
Good, okay. This is a medical fact.
To je medicinska činjenica.
That every 8 years the body changes.
Svake 8 godine tijelo se promijeni.
Now I remember a few years ago I went home to see my family.
Sjećam se prije par godina otišao sam kući da bi posjetio svoju familiju.
It was Thanksgiving. It's a special festival in America when all the family members come together.
To je jedan poseban festival u Americi, Dan zahvalnosti, kada se cijela familija okupi. Svi članovi dođu.
So, I'm number one. I'm the oldest boy.
Ja sam broj jedan, najstariji dečko.
So, sure enough, mom pulled out all those old pictures.
I, kao što se i očekivalo, mama je našla sve stare fotografije.
When I was wearing a diapers, you know, diapers. Now I wear a Copen, but...
Još iz doba kad sam nosio pelenu. Sada nosim Copen.
Different kind of diaper.
Druga vrsta pelena.
So I was shocked. I said, "Mom, that's me."
Bio sam šokiran, rekao sam, "Mama, pa to sam ja."
But my body's gone through a lot of changes. I remember when I was 5 years old. I remember when I was 15. I remember when I was 30. I remember when I was 40. But those bodies are all gone now. But I'm still the same person.
Ja se sjećam kad sam imao 5, 15, 30, 40 godina, ali sva su ta tijela nestala, a ja sam ostao ista osoba.
And I can understand that I am a spiritual being and my body is just like a coat or a shirt.
I mogu shvatiti da sam ja duhovno biće, a da je moje tijelo upravo poput kaputa ili košulje.
It's just like a machine.
Upravo poput stroja.
Somebody's got a lada.
Neko ima ladu.
Somebody's got a jugo.
Neko jugo.
Not too many people, but
ne previše ljudi, ali
they export them to the USA now.
Sada ih izvoze u Ameriku.
When you buy a car, the car dealer will give you a jugo free.
Kada kupite auto, onda dobijete jugo besplatno.
Someone told me.
Neko mi je to.
Or you can get a BMW.
Ili možete dobiti BMW.
You just have to pay a higher price.
Samo morate platiti višu cijenu.
Just while driving into Osijek, I saw someone had an E-Jag, a Jaguar E-Class.
I dok su se vozili prema Osijeku, upravo sam vidio da neko ima, da vidio sam osobu koja imala Jaguara.
Those are for the seriously wealthy.
Te vrste auta su za one koji su ozbiljno bogati.
When our rock band here becomes big and famous, maybe they'll get an E-Jag.
Kada naš rock band postane slavan i poznat, onda će možda isto kupiti si Jaguara.
So we have these different bodies, and according to our karma, our past karma, we get a particular type of body, and born in a particular family, a particular country, in a particular social or financial surroundings.
Dakle, mi imamo ova tijela i u skladu sa karmom iz prošlosti dobijamo rođenje u određenoj naciji, određenoj familiji, određenom društvenom i financijskom okruženju.
And we go about our lives trying to enjoy happiness through the facility or the agency or the through the body, through the senses of the body we try to enjoy.
I mi prolazimo kroz život pokušavajući da uživamo sreću kroz mogućnosti koje nam pružaju ova čula našeg tijela.
Basically, we're in illusion, we're in ignorance. We think I am the body.
Generalno, mi smo u iluziji smatrajući ja sam ovo tijelo.
The same way a man thinks that he is his car.
Na sličan način čovjek misli da je on njegov auto.
A friend of mine once had a very beautiful car which his father gave him as a gift.
Jedan moj prijatelj je imao jako divan auto koje mu je poklonio njegov otac.
So he took very, very, very good care of that car.
I jako se pažljivo brinuo o tom autu.
He polished it every evening. He would be out polishing it and making it look very nice.
Svake večeri bi ga glancao i trudio se da jako dobro izgleda.
And he used to take his girlfriend for a ride to show everybody his nice car.
I onda imao običaj se provozati sa svojim djevojkom tako da bi svi mogli vidjeti kako ima lijepi auto.
And one day we were driving together and someone came along on the other side of the road in a 1954 Volkswagen Beetle.
I jednog dana dok smo se skupa vozili auto, s druge strane naišao neki čovjek sa Volkswagenom iz 1954.
And the other guy was completely drunk out of his mind.
I bio je potpuno pijan i lud.
And he just swerved right over and whack! He smacked right into the front end of that beautiful Morgan sports car.
I onda se sa svom silinom zabio u prednji dio tog predivnog sportskog auta.
Totally ruined the whole front of the car, smashed in the engine.
Potpuno uništio karoseriju i pokvario i mašinu.
My friend became furious.
Moj prijatelj je postao bijesan.
He jumped out of the car and he grabbed the other guy. You hit me, you hit me. Sorry, sorry.
Iskočio iz auta, izgrabio drugog tog tipa i počeo vikati udario si me, udario si me.
Sometimes I get carried away. I'm sorry.
Ponekad jednostavno bivam ponesen.
I said, Russell, Russell, he didn't hit you, he hit your car.
Ja sam rekao, Russell, pa on te nije udario, on je udario samo tvoj auto.
Chill out, man. The insurance will pay for it.
Osiguranje će platiti.
He had actually taken such good care of his car that his mind was transferred into the car and he was thinking, I am the Morgan sports car.
U stvari on se tako dobro brinuo o tom autu da je njegov um bio transferiran u taj auto i on je imao koncepciju, ja jesam taj Morganov sportski auto.
Don't laugh too hard because each and every one of us is thinking that I am this beautiful, lovely body.
Nemojte se previše smijati, jer svako od nas misli, ja sam ovo divno i lijepo tijelo.
What's the first thing we do when we get up in the morning?
Koja je prva stvar koju činimo kad ustanemo ujutro?
We go into the bathroom and we look in the mirror.
Idemo u kupaonu i pogledamo se u ogledalo.
And we think, not bad.
Mislimo, pa i nije tako loše.
And it's just an illusion. You're not the body, you're a spiritual being.
Ali to je samo iluzija, jer vi niste tijelo, vi ste duhovno biće.
And you need a spiritual paradigm to live in.
I potrebna je spiritualna paradigma u skladu sa kojom ćete živjeti.
And this chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is transcendental sound which can affect your whole environment and transform your world into a spiritual world.
I ova pjesma Hare Krishna je transcendentalna vibracija koja može utjecati na cijelu vašu okolinu ili okruženje i može ga transformirati u transcendentalni duhovni svijet.
Just as we are practicing bhakti yoga or linking with God through devotion, bhakti means devotion and yoga means to link with God.
Upravo kao što mi prakticiramo ovu bhakti jogu ili proces povezivanja s Bogom kroz devociju, ljubav, jer bhakti znači devocija, a yoga znači povezati se.
Similarly, the Vedas describe another kind of yoga known as Sankhya yoga.
Sličan način Vede opisuju jednu drugu vrstu joge koja je poznata kao Sankhya.
Sankhya means the analytical study of everything in existence.
Sankhya znači analitičko proučavanje svega što postoji.
The manifest and the unmanifest elements.
Manifestirane i nemanifestirane elemente.
So great sages and saintly persons have described that there are basically 24 elements in all the cosmos.
Dakle, veliki mudraci su opisali da generalno postoje 24 elemenata unutar ovog univerzuma.
First of all, there are the five knowledge acquiring senses, the eyes, the ears, the nose, the tongue, and the tactile sense.
Prije svega postoje pet čula za stjecanje znanja, koji su nabrani kao oči, uši, nos, jezik i čulo za dodir.
Then there are the five working senses, the hands, the legs, the voice, the genitals, and the anus.
Onda pet čula za djelovanje, djelatna čula, to su ruke, noge, glas, genitalije i anus.
Then there is the mind, which is the center of all the senses.
Nakon toga postoji um, koji je centar svih čula.
And then there are the objects of the senses, touch, sparsha, rup, form, rasa, taste, gandha, smell, sparsha, touch, rup, ras, gandha, sparsha, shabda, and sound. Five objects of the senses.
Nakon toga postoje pet objekata čula, to su dodir, oblik, ukus, miris i zvuk.
So that comes to 16.
To je 16 elemenata.
And then there is earth, water, fire, air, ether, the five gross material elements.
I nakon,
basic categories.
Nakon toga imamo zemlju, vatru, zemlju, vodu, vatru, zrak, eter. To sačinjava pet grubih elemenata materijalnih, generalno govoreći.
And three more subtle material elements, mind, intelligence, and ego.
Još tri suptilna materijalna elementa, to su um, inteligencija i ego.
So, in the earth, we find all five, rup, ras, gandha, sparsha, shabda. Sound, form, taste, smell, and touch.
Dakle, u zemlji nalazimo svih pet predmeta čula. Dodir, okus, miris, zvuk i...
So, in water there are four, in fire three, and in air there are two, and in the ether, or sky... There is only one thing.
I na sličan način, u vodi postoje četiri, u vatri tri, u zraku dva, i u eteru ili na nebu samo jedan element.
In the ether or sky, when we hear sound, we know that there is sky. Sound travels in the ether, in the sky.
Kada čujemo zvuk, znamo da je tu eter ili nebo, jer zvuk putuje kroz eter.
When the fan is on, we feel the touch of the air. But the air is situated in the sky.
Kada je uključen ventilator, onda mi osjećamo dodir zraka. Međutim, taj zrak je smješten u prostoru, na nebu.
So, according to the Vedic scriptures, everything in existence comes from the most subtle thing. Gross evolves from subtle.
U skladu sa vedskim razumijevanjem, sve proizilazi iz najsubtilnijeg elementa. Grubo evolvira iz subtilnog.
Material scientists, because they have no knowledge of anything transcendental, they rely simply on their mental speculation, and they conclude that subtle comes from gross.
Materialistički znanstvenici, zato što nemaju pristupa duhovnom znanju, u potpunosti zaslanjuju na spekulaciju, mentalnu spekulaciju i zbog toga zaključuju da suptilno proizilazi iz grubog.
For example, they propose that by a complex organization of chemicals, gross physical organic chemicals, the spirit soul, the subtle energy of life will come.
Naprimjer, oni pretpostavljaju da kombinacijom grubih organskih kemikalija dolazi do nastanka duhovne iskre ili života.
They predict that in the future they will be able to create life.
Predviđaju da će u budućnosti biti u stanju stvoriti život.
But this is simply an empty promise.
A to je ništa drugo do prazno obećanje.
For example, I'm from Canada and I come here to Croatia and I want to do some business with you. Are any businessmen in the house? How many businessmen are here?
Na primjer, ja sam iz Kanade i recimo da želim doći ovdje u Hrvatsku napraviti neki biznis. Da li među nama ima biznismena?
Don't worry, we're not going to ask you for donations.
Ne brinite, nećemo vas pitati za donacije.
Okay. Okay. Can you stand up, sir? Stand up.
Možete li ustati, gospodine?
Take a bow. Yes. Okay. What is your name?
Vaše ime?
Huh?
Rudolf.
Harry Bowl, Rudolf. Okay. Now, I am from Canada. What do you sell?
Što vi prodajete?
Shoes. Okay, great. Are they good shoes?
Su dobre cipele?
Great shoes. Okay, the Reiki shoes. Wow. Psychedelic. We have one saying, Reiki Krishna Mareke, Mare Krishna Reiki Ke.
Imamo jednu izreku.
Sorry. So, now, I want to buy, I have a lot of money in Canada. I really have a big bank account, and I'm very wealthy, my father's very wealthy.
Imam veliki bankovni račun u Kanadi, imam jako puno novaca, ja sam bogata, otac također.
I wish.
Bar bi želio.
And I want to buy 5 million of your shoes.
I želio bi kupiti 5 milijuna komada vaših cipela.
I'll give you a post-dated check. Will you give me the shoes?
Daću vam ček sa datumom kasnije. Da li biste mi dali cipele?
Wow, great! P.T. Barnum of Barnum and Bailey Circus said, "There's a sucker born every minute." No, you better not translate that. No, you wouldn't do business. You'd ask me to open a letter of credit, right?
Not in Croatia. Oh. Tražili biste od mene da pokažem što imam na računu? Odgovor je ne u Hrvatskoj.
Oh, really? Mayapur, could you sign up for 5 million of his shoes?
Mayapur, možda bi mogao potpisati za 5 milijuna.
I'm beginning to like Croatia more and more.
Hrvatska mi se počinje sviđati sve više i više.
Okay, you've got to play the game with me properly, okay? You'd open up a letter of credit. You want me to at least, you could say, yes, I believe you have money to buy 5 million shoes. And I believe you'll pay, how much do you charge for one shoe? $10. Okay, special price for Canadians, right?
Dakle, specijalna cijena za Kanađane $10.
Okay, so, I believe you have $50 million, Mr. Swami, and I'll deliver you the shoes, but at least give me $10 million advance.
Dobro, gospodine Swami, vjerujem da imate 50 milijuna dolara, ali i podlažem cipare, ali barem mi dajte 10 milijuna kao pred... Predujem, ja.
Did he say yes?
Da.
Okay, you can sit down now. Thank you. So the scientists are promising in the future they will create life.
Сличен начин знаственици дају обећање у будућности ћемо створити живот.
So we believe them.
Ми им вјерујемо.
But let them just create one chicken now.
Ali neka sada stvore barem jednu kokoš.
In the future they can create human beings, but you just take some yellow chemicals, some white chemicals, and make a little sauce and put it in a plastic egg, and we'll put it in an incubator, and you give me one chicken now.
Samo neka kasnije stvore ljudska bića, ali za sada samo neka pomiješaju malo žute, malo bijele kemikalije, neka naprave sos, stave ga u plastično jaje, inkubator i neka nam daju jedno pile.
But no, they simply give post-dated check.
Ali ne, oni samo daju kasnije datiran ček.
They can't even protect their own lives because 100% of all scientists up to 8:52 on Friday evening, the 24th of October 1997, are all dying.
Ne mogu čak ni svoj vlastiti život zaštititi. Zato što sve do dana današnjeg, 24.10.1995, 10 do 9, 100% znanstvenika umiru.
So, the actual fact is that life does not come from chemicals. Life comes from life. Every day, so many mothers are giving birth to children.
U stvari činjenica je da život ne dolazi iz kemikalija, već da život nastaje iz života. Svaki dan toliko majki rađa djecu.
Someone who is alive brings forth another person who is alive.
Živa osoba donese na svijet drugu osobu koja je također živa.
And gross evolves from subtle.
I grubo nastaje iz suptilnog.
So, in the ether, whatever sound vibration we create, that will filter down from the sky to the air, to the fire, to the water, to the earth, and our whole environment will be polluted or purified according to the sound that we vibrate.
Dakle, na nivou etera, kada stvorimo, manifestiramo određenu vrstu zvuka, on će se proširiti na sve druge nivoe, od etera na zrak, vatru, zemlju, vodu i na taj način cijelo naše okruženje će biti bilo zaprljeno, bilo pročišćeno u skladu sa prirodom zvuka koji proizvodimo.
In the Bible, very ancient and wonderful scripture, it is said that in the beginning there was sound.
U Bibliji, koja je drevni i veličanstveni spis, je također rečeno, na početku je bio zvuk.
What kind of sound? Acid rock music? Or, you know, what kind of sound was it?
Kako je to bio zvuk? To bilo rock glazba ili?
What's that kind of rock music? Not acid rock, but heavy metal. Was it heavy metal?
Da li to bio heavy metal?
No, it was the sound of the name of God.
Ne, to je bio zvuk Božjeg imena.
So, similarly, in the Vedas, it is so much emphasis is placed upon sound.
Slično, u Vedama je jako puno naglaska stavljeno na zvuk.
Anavriti shabdat. You will be freed by sound, by mantra.
Oslobodit ćete se pomoću zvuka, pomoću mantre.
And there are so many mantras in the Vedas, so many songs for glorifying God.
A u Vedama ima tako puno mantri, tako puno pjesama koje su namijenjene slavljenju Boga.
But of all the mantras, this Maha mantra, Maha means great, this is meant especially for this age.
Među svim tim mantrama, posebno ova Maha mantra, velika mantra je namijenjena za ovo doba.
Now, our hosts were young, inexperienced, and wonderful. They didn't introduce their guest at all.
Dakle, naši domaćini su bili jako mladi, neiskusni i divni i nisu uopće predstavili svoga gosta.
So let's go back to the beginning. My name is Sridhar Swami and I'm from Canada. But I've been living in India for the last 25 years. And I've been with ISKCON for about 30 years. And okay, that's enough.
Stoga vratimo se na početak. Moje ime je Sridhar Swami, ja sam iz Kanade, ali u Indiji živim već 25 godina, a u ISKCONu sam 30 godina.
I have seen in not modern day India, but in ancient Indian culture, there was a great deal of emphasis upon the spiritual paradigm of life.
Vidio sam, ne u suvremenoj Indiji, nego u drevnoj indijskoj tradiciji, da je postojao veliki naglasak na duhovnu paradigmu života.
And the most intelligent men in society would use all of their energy to try to develop their understanding of and relationship with the Supreme.
I najinteligentnija kategorija ljudi društva bi nastojali razviti, shvatiti prije svega, a nakon toga razviti svoj odnos sa svevišnjom božanskom osobom.
So they have developed a very wonderful culture around God consciousness.
Tako da su razvili zadivljujuću kulturu koja je bila usredsređena na svjesnost Boga ili centrirana oko svjesnosti Boga.
I like to call it state of the art spiritual technology. This needs a computer illiterate. Okay.
Sorry.
No, I'm just joking with you.
Želio bih nazvati najmodernijom tehnologijom duhovne znanosti.
They haven't heard of this expression, state of the art? The highest state of technology, the highest, you know, the Pentium 500, you know, I don't know.
To je dakle najviši stupanj tehnologije.
That, in other words, if you want to send your son or your daughter to get the best education in physics, you might send them to the University of Zagreb, or you might think of sending them to Princeton or Yale or MIT because they're very, very famous. They don't have American knowledge. They just have a very old culture of and facility for physics.
Dakle, ukoliko želite da vaša kćer ili sin steknu vrhunsko znanje iz fizike, možete ih poslati u Zagrebačko sveučilište ili možete razmišljati o tome da ih pošaljete u Princeton ili Yale koji nemaju znanje, američko znanje, već imaju znanje o najvišim dometima na polju fizike.
So similarly around the world people know that if you want some philosophy on the science of God realization, you can get very good knowledge in India because that's what the best people have been doing for thousands of years.
Slično, ljudi po cijelom svijetu znaju da ukoliko vas interesira filozofija o znanosti odnosa sa Bogom, najbolji način da steknete takvo znanje je da otiđete u Indiju, jer tamo su najbolji ljudi, najbolja klasa ljudi, dakle to prakticirali već tisućama godina.
And there this chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare is very popular.
I tamo je pjevanje ove Hare Krishna maha mantre vrlo popularno.
And therefore we, members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, we're trying to share this knowledge and to share this joy with others.
Stoga mi članovi ovog međunarodnog društva svjesnost Krišne pokušavamo dijeliti to znanje i tu radost sa drugima.
It is not just sentimental singing and dancing.
To nije neko sentimentalno pjevanje i plesanje.
There is a very great philosophy behind it.
Iza toga stoji veliko filozofsko zaljeđe.
But the experience of chanting even without the philosophy, is very sublime.
Ali iskustvo pjevanja čak I bez filozofije je jako uzvišeno.
It makes one feel immediately peaceful and puts one in a spiritual paradigm.
Osoba se automatski osjeća mirnom I također biva stavljena u vrstu spiritualne paradigme.
So this evening we are very, very pleased that so many of you have come here to share this wonderful experience with us.
Dakle, jako smo zadovoljni što je večeras došlo tako puno vas da dijeli ovo divno spiritualno iskustvo sa nama.
And we hope that you will try to learn more about this by reading our books.
I nadam se da ćete pokušati naučiti više o tome čitajući naše knjige.
You don't have to change your place or your position in society.
Ne morate promijeniti svoje mjesto ili položaj u društvu.
We don't even expect you to convert from this religion to that religion to another religion.
Ne očekujemo od vas da se preobratite iz jedne u drugu religiju.
We simply would like you to share with us this knowledge, this philosophy, and this wonderful experience of chanting God's names together.
Jednostavno bi željeli da podijelite sa nama sreću tog znanja, filozofije, pjevanja svetog imena Boga.
We simply want to see people happy.
Jednostavno želimo vidjeti da su ljudi sretni.
Sarve sukino bhavantu, a sadhu, is simply interested that people should be happy in their lives.
Sadhu je jednostavno zainteresiran zato da ljudi budu sretni u životu.
And he knows that real happiness comes from the spiritual platform beyond the material elements.
I on zna da prava sreća dolazi sa duhovne razine iznad materijalnih elemenata.
I am a spiritual being. I am not the body.
Ja sam duhovno biće, nisam ovo tijelo.
If I polish my car but I forget to take care of myself, then the car may look bright and shiny, but I will die.
Ukoliko samo glancam svoj auto, a zaboravim brinuti o sebi, onda auto može izgledati jako sjajan, međutim ja mogu umrijeti.
A woman is standing on the edge of a dock, where the boat's dock, she's standing there and screaming and yelling, help, help!
Žena stoji na obali, tamo gdje se na pristaništu I uzvikuje pomoć.
Mr. Good Samaritan. Mr. Good Samaritan comes running up to her and says, "How can I help? How can I help?"
Gospodin dobri Samaričanac prilazi joj I pita kako mogu pomoći.
She says, "My husband, he's drowning. Save him, please."
On kaže, moj se muž utapa, pomozite mu.
So he immediately jumps in the water and goes swimming out to save her husband.
I on odmah skače u more I pliva da bi izbavio muža.
She's crying and screaming.
Ona plače I vrišti.
He comes swimming back and gets out of the water.
On dolazi I plivajući izlazi iz vode.
And says, "Here you go," and gives the woman her husband's coat.
I kaže, evo, I pruža joj odijelo njenog muža.
She slaps him in the face.
I ona ga udara u lice.
If I have a bird in a cage and I just polish the cage and decorate it with nice lights that go off and on, and I put a nice bow on it and, you know, little whistles and so many things, but I forget to feed the bird inside.